Thank you for the wonderful music this morning and the worship of God in song.
谢谢今天早上我们大家能够在这边一起来敬拜神，用诗歌一起来敬拜。
It is very good to see all my brothers and sisters this morning in Christ.
今天我很高兴能看到各位弟兄姐妹们，在主里的弟兄姐妹们。
I always enjoy being with you and worshiping with you.
我每次跟您一起在这边敬拜的时候，我都心里很快乐。
Today we're going to be looking at the Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10.
今天我要跟大家一起来看以弗所书里面第二章第一节到第十节。
Brother Paul will be reading and ask you to respond. He'll read the first verse and you read the second and so on until verse 10.
请大家打开你的圣经来，我们用回应式的读经，我来读一节，大家读第二节，我们这样把这一段可以一起读完。
Let's all please stand for the reading of God's word.
请大家站起来，我们一起来读神的话语。OK, 以弗所书第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来，第二节。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的嗜欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。当我们死在过犯之中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Right, thank you. Maybe seated.
请坐。
12 things I wish I had known before I was 21 years old.
有十二件事情我希望我在21岁之前就能够知道的。
That a person's habits are hard to change after they're 21.
一个人的生活习惯在21岁之后就很难改变。
That a harvest depends on the seed sown.
收成是在于撒种。
That things worthwhile take time, patience, and work.
有价值的东西需要时间、耐心和努力。
There's no such thing as a free lunch.
世上没有白吃的午餐。
The value of absolute truthfulness.
世界上确实有绝对的真理，绝对的真理是有价值的。
The folly of not taking other people's advice.
忠言逆耳是愚蠢的。
That what my mother wanted me to do was always right.
母亲要我做的通常是正确的。
That my dad wasn't such an old fogey after all.
我的爸爸其实并不是一窍不通的。
That you cannot really understand the opposite sex.
你真的不理解那个异性。
More of the helpful, inspiring messages of the Bible.
我们需要更多从圣经来的帮助和灵感。
The greatness and opportunity and joy of serving other people.
有机会来服侍所得到的喜乐是很棒的。
That Jesus Christ loves me, and He wants to be my Savior and my friend.
耶稣爱我，并且愿意成为我的救主跟我的朋友。
Our passage this morning contrasts two ways of living.
今天早上我们的信息是要比较两种的生活形态。
The believer's former life controlled by sin and the present life in Christ.
一个是关于信徒在信主之前被罪所控制的生活， 另外一个是现今在基督里的生活。
The text this morning asks us these questions.
这段经文今天向问向我们问以下的几个问题。
At the core of our being, who are we and why do we live the way that we live?
在我们心灵的最深处，到底我们知道我们是谁？那为什么我们如此的过活？
To which ruler and realm of influence will we yield our lives?
到底我们的生命是献给谁和受到哪一个主宰？
What will be the result of our decisions?
我们所做决定的结果是怎么样？
This morning we'll examine the believer's past life controlled by a sinful nature and this world.
我们今天早上要来查验信徒过去受罪所辖制的生命。
And his present and future life infused by the Holy Spirit and empowered by Jesus Christ.
和现在与将来借着圣灵灌注由基督所给的能力的生命。
We'll begin the message by looking at verses 1 through 3.
我们今天要先看第一节到第三节。
And if you're really interested in the message, and I put a lot of work, and Brother Paul put a lot of work in their message.
今天如果你们对这段经文有兴趣的话，我花了很多时间来思考这经文里面的这个含义。
We have some copies on the back of our message. Copies on the back table of the message.
这个讲章的内容在背后的桌子上，我有预备了一些。
And they're a dollar a piece.
他们是一块钱一份。
No, just kidding.
跟你开玩笑而已。
Let's look at the believer's past. We were dead in transgressions and sins.
我们先来看信徒的过去的生活。
As for you, you were dead in trespasses and sins.
你们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and the ruler of the kingdom of the air and the spirit who is now at work and those who are disobedient.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following the desires of and thoughts like the rest. We were by nature objects of wrath.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲。随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
The picture this text gives us is very bleak.
这段经文所描述的是一幅很凄凉的情景。
Because of sins, humans are the living dead.
因为我们的罪，我们像是行尸走肉。
No, this is not some kind of science fiction zombie movie.
不，这并不是一场有关科学梦幻僵尸的电影。
Before we trusted Christ as our Savior and became a Christian, we were spiritually dead.
我们还没有信靠基督为我们救主的时候，成为基督徒之前，我们的灵是死的。
A person who is spiritually dead cannot respond to spiritual things unless God works a work of grace in his heart.
除非神用他的恩典在我们心中动工，在灵里是没有生命的人。
Paul here views death as a tyrant that controls non-Christian humanity both in their present living and their eternal destiny.
我们是不可能对属灵事情有反应的。那保罗看死就像一个暴君在控制着非信徒先今和他们永恒的生命里。
Transgressions in our text refers to going in the wrong direction.
在这段经文里面所说到的过犯是指着我们走在不对的方向。
Sins means to miss the mark.
罪的意思是没有达到神的标准。
The standard for acceptance for humanity according to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 48.
根据马太福音五章四十八节里面所说的，神对人可接受的标准是
The standard is to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
How many of you have seen the Yangtze River in China?
你们当中有多少人看过在中国的长江
Yangtze River? Okay, very good. Well, I haven't seen this river.
我没看过这个长江。
But from the pictures I've seen, it looks very wide and very deep.
但是在图片中曾经看过，它看起来像是一条又宽又深的河。
Let's say perfection is the ability to jump all the way across the Yangtze River.
让我们来想象一下， 如果完全是你能够从长江的一边岸边跳到另外的那个岸边。
We could all line up and try to jump across the river.
我们可以都大家排起队来尝试着跳过长江。
Some of us young guys could jump farther than others.
那我们知道当中有一些比较年轻的人你可能会跳得比较远一点。
But none of us could make it across to the other side.
但是我相信没有一个人能跳得过去。
See, this is a picture of a man's common state of sin.
那其实这是一幅关于人罪里面的图画。
The Bible says in Romans 3:23 that we all fall short.
保罗在罗马书三章二三节里面告诉我们说，我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
According to Charles Ryrie and Clyde Snodgrass, they give us a theological picture of what we were before coming to Jesus Christ.
有两位作者，他们把我们在信主之前的样子画出一幅神学的画像。
And let me say this is very important because it helps us to understand what we were before coming to Christ as well as help us to understand the people we're trying to share the gospel with.
这是非常重要的，因为这可以帮助我们理解我们还没有信主之前的情况，然后我们也能够帮助那些将来我们希望能够信主的人。
This text speaks of the universality of sin.
这段经节谈到罪的普遍性。
But it does not reject the value of humanity.
但它并不拒绝人性的价值。
It points to pervasive or total depravity.
它指向人类全然的败坏。
Let me give you three things that depravity does not mean.
让我告诉你三件这个全然败坏不是不正确的意思。
It does not mean that everyone is as thoroughly depraved and as sinful in their actions as they could possibly be.
人全然的败坏并不意味着每一个人在他所做的每一件事情上都是全然的败坏或者是有罪的。
It doesn't mean that everybody is going to indulge in every form of sin that there is.
也不是说每一个人都会沉迷在所有一切的罪行里。
And it doesn't mean that a person cannot appreciate or even doacts of goodness.
他也不是说一个人不会感激或者去做善行。
But what does total depravity really mean?
这个全然的败坏到底是什么意思呢?
That the corruption of sin extends to all men.
他的意思是罪的败坏是达到所有的人。
To all parts of all men, so there is nothing within natural man that can give him merit in God's sight or make him morally acceptable to God.
和他的全人在我们天然的人性里面没有一点在神面前可让神喜悦的可使神认为在他面前道德上能让神所接受的。
All humans, whether believers or not, are created in image God and have enormous value and capability.
全人类信主的或者是不信主的全是照着神的形象所创造的是有很高的价值也是有很大的能力的。
And despite humanity's depravity and their sin, God finds something worth loving.
即使我们是极其的败坏，而且是有罪的，神还是看我们是值得他所爱的。
And verses 2 and 3 in our text explain how believers in Ephesus and how we were before becoming Christians.
第二跟第三节里面向我们解释在以弗所和今天的信徒在信主前的景况。
The text says that we walked in the ways of the world.
第一个，这段经节告诉我们说，我们在随从今天世界上的潮流。
Three major elements that characterize our world today are humanism, materialism, and illicit sex.
今天三个在世界里面的特色，第一个是我们的人本主义，第二个是物质主义和不正当的色情。
Humanism states that man, not God, is a measure of all things.
人本主义在告诉我们人而不是神应该是一切事物衡量的标准。
It says that man becomes the authority of all things and he actually becomes his own God.
他是说人想要掌握一切然后他要成为自己的神。
Materialism places too high a value on things of this world.
物质主义是指世上的物质的价值高过所有的一切。
Someone has said there's three classes of people.
有人曾经说过世界上有三类的人
And I want you to decide which one you are.
你们可以自己决定你们是属于哪一类。
They're the haves.
有一类是说有的。
They're the have-nots.
另外 一类是叫做没有的。
And they're the have-not paid for what they have.
还有那些有但钱还没有付清的人。
I think I would be the third one.
我想我可能是第三类。
So, and then there's sexual perversion. Sexual perversion is everywhere in our society.
在今天社会里面性败坏是到处都是。
I was talking to one of my supervisors at work when I was working on this part of the message.
我在工作的场合里面一个工头在谈话的时候。
And he agreed with me that illicit sex is on the internet, it's on television, it's even in our workplace.
我当时正好在预备这篇讲章，那他也同意关于不正当色情泛滥这件事情到处都是，那这些色情的东西渗透网上、电视里，甚至在我们工作的场合里。
Then he takes his phone out and he starts to show me some pornographic pictures he has on his phone.
他开始让我看他在手机里面那些色情的图片。
I shook my head and I said his name.
我摇摇头，然后就直称他的名字。
And he said, "Sorry, Pastor."
他说：“对，牧师，对不起。”
These three elements characterize our society and represent the current spirit of our age.
这些就是我们今天社会的情景，它代表我们现今社会的精神。
People sense the brevity and the meaninglessness of life apart from God.
人也都能够意识到，当人远离神的时候，人生的短暂和无意义的人生。
That's why religions like Hinduism seek nirvana through escape of this life and the cycle of reincarnation.
这就是为什么其他很多的宗教，像印度教他们都想要借着逃离肉体的生命和借着轮回寻找人生最高的境界。
And then we walk in the ways of the ruler, the kingdom of the air.
然后我们随从空中掌权者的首领。
25 years ago now, it's a long time ago, I worked for General Motors.
25年前我曾经在通用公司上班，很久，这是很久以前了。
The name I preferred was Generous Motors.
或许我喜欢称这个慷慨的汽车公司。
And I worked in Romulus.
我是在 Romulus 那个城市上班。
My partner at the time was an African American. His name was Sylvester. We called him Sly.
当时我一个同事，他的名字叫 Sylvester， 是一个黑人。
And I was,
我称他 Sly。
Sly, that's right. And I tried to explain salvation and Satan's hold on Sly.
那我尝试的要跟他解释人的得救和撒旦主如何来控制着他。
So I put my hands over his eyes.
所以我把他双手盖住他的眼睛。
And I quoted 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4.
然后我读哥林多后书四章四节给他听。
Which says the God of this age has blinded the minds of the unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ.
四章四节说，此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。
Instead of living in accord with God's rule, people choose a tyrant like Satan to rule over them instead of the God who created them.
人不愿意照着神的规定来过活，反要选择撒旦，一般的专制者来控制他们。却不让创造他们的神来做他们生命的主宰。
So don't be surprised if people reject this wonderful message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that we want to share with them.
所以如果你有朋友拒绝这个信息的话，不要太惊奇。
So we walk in the ways of our sinful nature.
所以我们随从自己肉体的私欲。
Sinful nature here refers to that which leaves God out of the picture.
人的罪性是指我们远离了神，拒绝了神。
That which is merely human and left to its own ends must be gratified and followed.
他只是人，如他自己要追求罪恶私欲的话，他必定能得着他的享乐。
You've heard of the sins of commission, right?
大家可能都听过人的犯罪。
The sins of commission are the sins that we commit.
那就是人去做出人的罪行来。
What are the sins of omission?
但是另外一个罪是知善却没有去行。
These are the good things we should have done but didn't.
人若知道行善却不去行，这就是他的罪。
I'm going to tell you a little cute story about a little boy.
有一个小孩，我告诉你一个故事，关于一个小孩的。
This little boy says that the sins of commission are the sins that we commit.
他说人的罪就是我们的罪行，我们所做的那些罪行。
But he said the sins of omission are the sins that we meant to commit, but we forgot.
但是他意思，他说还有那些罪，我们心里想要去做，但是却忘了去做。
So as a result of all three of these things, we are under God's wrath.
所以因为这三件事情，我们今天是在神的震怒底下。
Remember, this is the condition that we were in before we came to know Christ as our Savior.
记住，这是我们在没有信主之前的情况。
Let me give you a verse, John chapter 3 and verse 36.
在约翰福音三章三十六节里面如此说。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.
信子的人有永生。
But whoever rejects the Son shall not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
See, because we're sinners and we desire to follow this world and its ruler, our enslavement to our evil desires and the also the idea of reasoning that leaves God out of the picture, we are under God's wrath.
就是因为我们的罪，我们想要跟随世界的潮流和世界的王，我们被罪的私欲所捆绑。
But the main point of Ephesians, and especially this particular passage of Scripture, is that God does not want to stay out of the picture.
但是因此我们在神的震怒底下，但是我们要知道神并不希望我们看到我们在这样的情况底下。
Why does God not want to stay out of your life and my life?
为什么神不愿意停留在你的生命之外？
Because he chooses to show his love and his mercy to us.
因为他选择要向我们显明他的恩慈和他的爱。
If you're not a Christian this morning, how does God view you today?
如果你今天还不是一个基督徒的话，神今天怎么样来看你？
You might say, well, I'm a good person.
你可能会说我是一个好人。
You might say, that, we all have our faults.
你可能会说我们都有我们的缺陷。
Well, none of us are perfect.
没有一个人是完美的。
Well, I'm just as good as some of the Christians here in this church.
我跟很多在教会里的基督徒是一样的好。
All these statements might really be true.
这个可能都是正确的。
But it really doesn't matter how I see you or even how you see yourself.
但是重要的不是我怎么样看你或者你怎么样看你自己。
What matters is how does God see you?
最重要的是神怎么样看你。
According to verses 1 through 3, God sees you as a person of great value.And of enormous worth, or he wouldn't love you.
根据第一节到第三节里面，神看你是极其贵重，而且是很有价值的，不然的话，他也不会爱你。
However, by your very nature, you are a sinner before God.
但是照着我们的本性，在神面前，我们是个罪人。
Your life is characterized by sin and a disregard for God and His Word and self-serving desires.
我们的生命充满了罪。我们不理会神和他的话语。
And finally this morning, if you are not perfect like God is perfect, then you're unable to deliver yourself from sin.
最后又因为你不是像神如此的完美，你又不能救自己脱离罪，所以你是在这个圣洁和公义神的震怒之下。
And because of all that, you're under the wrath of a holy and a righteous God.
就是因为如此，所以我们是在神的震怒之下。
As you will see, you need to understand the great love that God has for you today.
所以今天我们还要看见，我们需要理解的是神给我们的大爱。
This love is expressed through the grace of God.
这个爱是借着神的恩典彰显出来。
By which the gift of salvation is offered exclusively to you today through our Savior Jesus Christ.
神给我们得救的礼物，只能借着相信基督才能够得到。
God may be knocking at your heart's door today.
神今天可能就在叩你的心门。
Please open up your heart and allow Jesus Christ to enter into your life as your Savior and your friend.
我邀请你们开你们的心门，让耶稣进入你的生命，做你的救主跟你的朋友。
If you're willing to invite him into your life today, speak to someone here at the church and they will be glad to show you how you can receive Jesus as your Savior.
如果今天你愿意邀请他进入你的生命的话，你可以跟我或任何的教会里的信主的朋友来谈关于如何接受基督为你的救主的方法。
Okay, I've done my job today.
那我今天已经做了我该做的。
I told everybody they're sinners.
我告诉大家我们都是罪人。
That's what pastors do.
牧师本当如此行。
But the great and the most wonderful story and the most staggering truth is that God loves you and me.
但是一个最大的一个真理就是神爱我们。
Let's look at the believer's present situation. We are saved by grace because of God's great mercy and His love.
我们先来看看信徒的现在。我们得救是因神丰富的怜悯和他的大爱，也借着他的恩典。
But because of His great love for us, God who is rich in mercy.
在第四节里面告诉我们，然而神既有丰富的怜悯。
He made us alive in Christ, even when we were dead in trespasses and dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
And God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus.
你们得救是本乎恩，他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
You see, the picture of the believer before becoming a Christian was very grim.
在信徒还没有信主之前的图画是很凄凉的。
But God acted in love and mercy.
但是因他的爱和怜悯，神采取了一个行动。
Note these words, mercy, love, grace, kindness, and gift.
请注意在二章四节到十节里面他所用的这些词，怜悯、爱、恩典、恩慈。和神所赐的。
All these words are very closely related.
这些很明显的都是有关联的。
And Paul is like stacking them all up to describe the adequacy of the reality of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗把这些词都放在一起，要尝试来充足的来描述福音的真实性。
The threefold repetition of with is significant and underscores Paul's emphasis on our participation with Christ.
他三次用这个与与基督这个与这三个字是有它的重要性，也特别要强调保罗要说我们在基督里的参与。
We're going to do A, B, and C all together. It'll save us time.
我们要一起看 A, B, 跟 C 这三个，当保罗用这个字与的时候。
We are alive with Christ. We're raised up with Christ. We're seated with Christ in heavenly places.
我们与基督一同活过来。B, 我们与基督一同复活。C, 我们与基督一同坐在天上。
The two verbs in 2:6, raised up with Christ and seated with Him, provide a commentary on made alive with Christ in chapter 2 and verse 5.
在第二章第六节里面，两个动词，与基督一同复活，与基督同坐，算是给第二章五节里面所说的与基督一同活过来做了一个注解。
These expressions do not refer to a future resurrection.
他这里所说的并不是指将来的复活。
But to our being raised with Christ, to being co-resurrected with Christ at the time of our salvation.
乃是指着当我们信主的时候就与基督一同复活了。
If humanity's plight is a living spiritual death, the solution is a spiritual resurrection.
如果人类的困境是灵的死，灵里的复活就是解决的方法。
Your life and my life have been infused by the power of the Holy Spirit.
在得救的时候，我们的生命就需要有圣灵的灌注。
It is a question of serving the tyrant of sin or serving the Lord Jesus.
我们现在所面对的问题是我们要服侍罪的这个暴君，还是服侍主基督耶稣？
See, conversion or salvation is a change of lordships.
当我们信主的时候，我们对主权的委身就改变了。
Being alive, being raised, and seated with Christ is a language that Paul uses to describe a transfer from the realm of death to the realm of life.
我们活了，与基督一同复活，与基督一同坐在天上，是保罗用来描述我们从死进入生命的境界。
So now we live in the power of the resurrection of Jesus.
所以现在我们活在基督耶稣复活的能力里面。
We've got to be careful because we could fall into the baptistry.
我们需要很小心，不然的话会跌到这个受洗池里面。
We had a baptistry, what was it on Tuesday here?
Sunday.
Sunday, but we also had another one, didn't we? Was that Sunday? When was that?
Last Saturday, right?
Saturday.
Yeah. 上个礼拜六我们这边有一个受洗。
And this past Thursday, I baptized somebody in Auburn Hills.
前一个礼拜我在 Auburn Hill 那边我也替另外一个人受洗。
It was one of the men in our Bible study.
是一个在我 工作场合里面的一个人参加我们查经的。
He was a Lutheran.
他是一个路德会的人。
I love baptizing Lutherans.
我很喜欢来为路德会的人施洗。
But it's a picture, you see, of going down and being identified with Christ in his death and then being raised and identified with Christ in his resurrection.
施洗的时候就有这个图画，就是一个人当他在水里的时候他死了，然后他出来的时候是一个新的人。
So we've looked at our past, our present, let's look at our future.
那我们刚刚看到我们以前，我们现在，让我们看一下我们的将来。
We will glorify God by showing the incomparable riches of His grace in eternity and being His workmanship created unto good works in the present.
我们要借着彰显他那无可比拟的丰富和永存的恩典，并借着现今在我们身上所成全的善功来荣耀他。
In verse 7 it says, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
第七节如此说，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
We will portray his grace.
我们要彰显他的恩典。
Grace is God giving himself.
恩典就是神将他自己 赐给我们。
He accepts us without precondition or complaint.
他无条件也不发怨言的来完全的接受我们。
We are given salvation, significance, and standing by our relationship to God.
我们有了救恩，被神重视，并且在他面前的地位，都是因为我们与他的关系。
We are valued because of His grace, but attention is not placed on us.
在恩典中我们有了价值，但是重心不应该是我们。
The attention goes to God who loves us so deeply.
乃是爱我们极深的神。
The purpose of God's action in saving us is to demonstrate in the coming ages the richness of His grace.
神救我们的目的是要在后来的世代彰显他极其丰富的恩典。
I have seen the Mona Lisa in the Louvre in Paris.
我当初在巴黎的时候，在罗浮宫有看过摩纳丽莎的画。
In London, Deb and I saw the Vatican jewels and the international treasures in the British Museum.
在伦敦的时候，我太太跟我也在大英博物馆看过梵蒂冈的珠宝和国际的宝藏。
But none of these treasures can surpass the value of our priceless children and grandchildren.
但是这些所有的都不能跟我的小孩和我的孙子们的价值来相比。
In eternity, God is going to create a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem, and one day we'll call that home.
在神在永远的将来要创造一个新天新地，并新的耶路撒冷成为我们的家。
Yet one day, God's greatest expression of His marvelous grace to eternity will be His crown jewels and His matchless and His masterpieces of grace.
但是神在永恒里面。最能表示他的奇妙的救恩的是他头上装满宝石的冠冕。
And this will be his children that have been forgiven and saved by his master's grace.
他恩典的杰作就是他的子子孙孙，也就是罪被赦免，借着无法比拟的恩典得救的他的子民。
One day the angels are going to look at you and me and go, wow.
有一天天使要看着你看着我，他要说 wow.
Well, I like that, wow. I understood that one. We who were dead in trespasses and sins are now beloved of God and will become trophies of His grace.
我们原来死在过犯和罪中的，现在变成神所喜悦，并且要成为他恩典的奖杯。
And we will produce good works.
那我们也需要能够行善。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves; it is a gift of God.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己。
Not by works so that no one can boast.
乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared beforehand or in advance that we could, for us to do.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
One commentator wrote this.
有一位评论家曾经这样写过
If salvation is a gift of God, then humans can do nothing to achieve it.
如果救恩是恩典所赐的，人就不能借着自己的努力来得着。
You see, it is God's work extended to everyone.
那是神的工作，是神愿意给每一个人的礼物。
Its cause is purely in God's character.
是照着神的性格。
Not in the character or conduct of any person.
而不是照着人的性格或他所做的任何事情。
No act or virtue can be presented to God to gain His acceptance.
没有任何的行为或美德我们可以献给神来赢得他的接纳。
Now let's look at faith in this context too.
我们来看看信心在这里意思是什么。
Faith in this context means assent or agreement with God.
这里是指我们与神同心。
However, it also includes attachment, union, and solidarity with Christ.
但是它也包括连结、联合与基督完全合一的意思。
Guys, have you ever gone out of the house and you felt a lump in your shirt or down here in your pants someplace?
我不晓得各位当你们穿你们衣服的时候，有没有时候觉得这个衣服上这边有一块比较硬，或者裤子脚底下有另外一个地方比较硬的地方。
And you wonder what is that?
那你有时候会想着到底是什么东西。
Then you look inside your shirt and you look inside there and what? I think I lost it. Oh, there it is. You look inside your shirt and you say, oh, look at that.
你看哦，发现原来是有一片这个东西
在里面。You've done that, haven't you? Haven't you, ladies? Yeah, I know you've done that.
你做过这种事情吗？
And then you say, it's my wife's fault. That's why that happened.
然后说，哦，那一定是我太太的问题。
This is a fabric softener, right, ladies? Yeah, right. Fabric softener.
这个是洗衣软化的那个东西。
See, today we're going to compare faith to a fabric softener.
今天我们要把我们的信心跟这个 fabric softener 这个拿来软化你衣服的这个来相比。
Fabric softeners cling to you.
它会粘在这片东西会粘在你的衣服上。
See that the faith that we have in Jesus makes us cling to Him.
我们在基督的信心会让我们会停留在基督身上。
In Paul's thought, faith is life changing and it produces good deeds in our lives.
在保罗的思想里面，他是说信心是会改变人的生命，从而产生出善行来。
And we distort the very idea of faith when we fail to see that faith joins us to Christ and affects the way that we live our lives.
但是当我们没有看见信心能够使我们与基督联合的时候，来影响我们每天的生活，我们就扭曲了信仰的真正的含义。
Faithfulness in Christian living is not an optional part of faith.
忠实地活出基督徒的生命不是我们信仰可选择的一部分。
I'll repeat that. Faithfulness in Christian living is not an optional part of faith.
要忠实地活出基督徒的生命不是我们信仰或可或无的。
Anybody ever seen Extreme Makeover on television?
大家有没有看到电视上一个节目叫做《惊天动地的改变》？
I look out here and I look at myself. I said, you know, God wants to do an extreme makeover on me.
今天我看到大家在这里的时候，我想我可以看得出来，神要在我们当中做一个惊天动地的改变。
First, we need to get a little hair up there.
第一个，大家先把我们头上多加一点头发。
That's the difference between Steve Kelmes and myself. You know,
这就是
he has hair, I don't.
年轻的牧师的跟我之间的不同的地方。
You see, the Bible says that we are God's workmanship.
圣经告诉我们说我们是神的一个杰作。
We get our word poem from the Greek word here, poemeia.
我们这个 poem 就诗这个词这个字是由希腊文 poema 而来的。
See, God intends on developing us or making us into His Son Jesus Christ's image.
神想要使我们变成像他儿子的模样。
And in doing so, He'll make us a new creation in Christ.
在基督里他是要把我们做成一个新的创造的人。
The story is told about a kind of a rough and a disruptive boy in the Sunday school class.
有一个故事是有关于一个在儿童主日学里面一个很吵很顽皮的小孩子。
He continually frustrated his teacher.
让他在主日学的老师非常的头痛。
One morning his teacher asked him, Why do you act like that? Don't you know who made you?
有一天早上老师问他说你怎么这个样子难道你不知道是谁创造了你吗
The boy replied, God did. But he ain't done with me yet.
小孩的回答是说是神，但是他在我身上工作还没有做完。
So when your husband or wife looks at you, say, God made me, but he ain't done with me yet.
所以你夫妻在互相对看的时候，你要说神在我身上工作还没有完成。
In conclusion, in this particular passage, this is one of the best summaries of the gospel.
总结，如果以弗所书二章四到十节是福音最好的摘要之一。
This passage is of primary importance when we look at the idea of evangelism.
这段经文也是在传福音上至为重要的。
People who are living in the former way cannot be left there missing out on God's mercy all around us.
还没有信主的人，还在旧的生命里面打滚的人。
To know God creates a contagious joy.
不要让他们继续得不到神的怜悯。
And we who know the Lord Jesus Christ long to share him with others.
那我们认识神的人，我们应该会有一个喜悦要向他们传神的信息。
Evangelist D.L. Moody tells a story of one day seeing a steel engraving which pleased him very much.
D.L. Moody 是一位宣教士，他说有一天他看到一个景象。
He said, I thought it was the finest thing I'd ever seen.
他看到一个钢板的浮雕，他说很喜欢，但是说他觉得很奇怪。
At that time, I bought it.
他说我看到这个东西我很喜欢，所以把它买下来。
It was a man floundering in the water and clinging with both hands to the cross of refuge.
他是一幅图画，是一个人在水中在浮沉，他双手抓住十字架做他的救命索。
But afterwards he said, I saw another picture that spoiled this one for me entirely. It was so much more lovelier.
但是后来他说我看到另外一个图画，这个图画把这个现在这个图画给弄糟了。那这个新的图画是更美的。
It was a picture of a person coming out of the dark waters with one arm clinging to the cross.
这是一个图画，看到一个人用一只手抓着十字架。
And with the other arm, he was bringing somebody in out of the waves.
从污水里面出来，但是另外一只手，他抓着另外一个人的手，带他一起出来。
See, success in evangelism depends on a right understanding of who God is and what the gospel is.
传福音成功之道在于我们对神和福音有正确的认识。
And evangelism should be a natural expression of a life joined to a loving God.
传福音应该是我们生命连接与有爱的神的自然的流露。
And we should be sharing a faith that's worth having.
那我们应该能够跟别人分享那个我们觉得很有价值的这个信仰。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, today we have seen a picture of what lost humanity is like.
天父，我们今天看到了失丧的灵魂的景况。
Maybe we've even seen ourselves in the past before coming to Christ.
或许我们也看到我们自己的写照，在我们没信主之前的写照。
Lord, we want to pray for maybe someone here today who doesn't know you as their Savior.
主，我们今天要祷告为那些还没接受你的人。
We ask you, dear God, to allow your Spirit to open up their eyes and their heart to receive Jesus as Savior.
我们求主能够开他们心灵里面的眼睛来接受你。
We understand that salvation is a gift from God.
我们知道救恩是主你给我们的礼物。
We thank you today, Lord, for your glorious love and mercy that was expressed to us through Jesus.
我们谢谢你，今天你让我们看到借着主耶稣基督我们能够经历你的恩慈跟你的救恩。
We thank you, Lord, that through the life you've given to us, God, we can live lives that are pleasing and honorable to you.
然后借着主耶稣基督的生命，我们今天可以活出能够讨你喜悦的生命。
We ask you today, Lord, to take us and to make us a workmanship, Lord, that brings glory to you.
求主来帮助我们，也能够借着行善来荣耀你的名。
We thank you for the future, God, where we will be with you and honor you and glorify you forever.
我们也谢谢你，将来我们要一同与你坐在天上，一起来赞美，来荣耀你。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us a life worth living.
谢谢你给我们这个有价值的生命。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。